하여 주셨으나
said there's so much to be said about the pastime of the Hanumaji Chiridahi festival. But I'll just take one theme, which is relevant to all of us because it relates to our actual identities and our eternal service. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu identified himself as Gopi Bhartu Pada Kamalayor Dasa Dasa Dasa. He's the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna, who is the maintainer of the Gopi dances of the Dasa. So we've heard how Raghunath Das was blessed by the association and mercy of many of the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, especially those who were associated with his family. And as we heard, he approached Nityananda Prabhu and pleased him with the feast, and then Nityananda Prabhu blessed him as His Holiness and Srila Swami described. But Nityananda Prabhu said one more thing to Raghunath Das when he mentioned that he would get the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri. And that was that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would place Raghunath Das under the care of Swarupadamagar Goswami. So if we see the sort of pattern of Raghunath Das's life, he was elevated by the mercy of the devotees to attain the shelter of Nityananda Prabhu and ultimately Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And after achieving the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu placed him under the care of Swarupadamagar Goswami. And Swarupadamagar Goswami was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's personal assistant. And Raghunath Das was Swarupadamagar's assistant. Now, we touched on the point that these associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Gaura-lila were also associates of Krishna in Krishna-lila. So, Swarupadamagar, this is a little esoteric, but you're advanced. Swarupadamagar Goswami in Krishna Lila was the Gopi Lalita Devi, like the main Gopi after Srimati Radharani. And Raghunath Das Goswami was Rati Manjari or Tulsi Manjari. And she was also one of the confidential servants of Srimati Radharani under the supervision of Lalita Devi. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Swarupadamagar Goswami left this world, came to the close of their manifest pastimes in the world, Raghunath Das was feeling so much separation that he decided to go to Vrindavan and give up his life. Now generally, suicide is considered extremely sinful. And generally, materialistic people commit suicide. They have strong material desires, but their desires are frustrated, and then out of frustration and disappointment, they want to give up their bodies. And the result is that they suffer more. Srila Prabhupada gives the example, if you're in prison, and then you try to escape the prison, then when you're caught, you're punished doubly. You have to finish the sentence for the crime you were already convicted of, and on top of it, you're punished for trying to escape. So, leaving aside that discussion, Rabindranath Das, it's a very subtle point, but he wanted to commit Vaishnava suicide. It's different. By jumping from Govardhan Hill. But before doing so, he wanted to see Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. Among the six Goswamis, Rupa and Sanatana were like the most senior. So he went to them, and they told him, you should not go through with your plan. You had the personal association of Mahaprabhu and Puri. You know all about the internal and external features of his activities in Puri. You should stay with us and speak to us about Mahaprabhu. And so he and they said, yes, we the two of us will accept you as our third brother. And so he agreed to stay, and he would do that. As Maharaj quoted, he would offer Dandavats 2,000 times a day, he would chant the holy names, 100,000 names a day. At least he would offer respects to Vaishnavas 100,000 times a day. And he would hardly sleep, But he would discourse for 3 hours a day about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Puri. And he would eat just like a little buttermilk. Not the buttermilk you get in a store, chai. In fact, once Rabindranath Das got sick, and he hardly took care of his body. So the devotees, they called a physician from Mathura to treat him, and the physician said that he's suffering from indigestion due to overeating. So the disciples got so upset. What are you saying? He hardly eats just a few drops, and sometimes not even that. And then Rabindranath Das said, actually, it's true. Last night, there was a big festival in the spiritual world, and I ate too much. So the lesson for us is, it's okay. When there's a spiritual festival. So, he took shelter of Rupa and Sanatana. This is the point, that he was always under the shelter of Vaishnavas. And he himself was the shelter for so many Vaishnavas. And that's how Krishna consciousness works out for us forever. We are under the shelter of Vaishnavas, and that enables us to give shelter. If we don't have shelter, how can we give shelter to anyone else? And here too, what took place in Vrindavan was a manifestation of Raghunath Das's eternal relationship in the spiritual world. Because in the spiritual world, Raghunath Das is Rati Manjari, and Rupa Goswami is Rupa Manjari. And in the spiritual world, Rati Manjari serves Srimati Radharani under the guidance of Rupa Manjari. And they're like the closest friends as gopis in the spiritual world. And then later, in Chaitanya, they were the closest friends. The mood's a little different, but there's more respect in that way. In Chaitanya, Raghunath Das was so attached to Rupa Goswami. And all the devotees. So, as Maharaj quoted, Srila Prabhupada said, we'll have another ISKCON in the spiritual world. So what does that mean? Actually, when someone sort of jokingly said, does that mean we'll have a GBC there? And then another brother said, yeah, maybe the six Goswami. So it means that we all are in the mood of being the servants of the servants of Krishna here. Prabhu. Srila Prabhupada instructed us to address each other as Prabhu. You are my master. That means reciprocally, I'm your servant. And so in that mood of being the servant of the servant of the servant here for the pleasure of Srila Prabhupada and the Parampara and the Panchatattva and ultimately Radha and Krishna, it's the spiritual world. And by that mood of service in the material world, we become eligible to enter the spiritual world. So the Prabhupada said, if you're doing college level work when you're in high school, then you can be promoted to college. So if we're doing the activities of the spiritual world in the mood of the devotees in the spiritual world while we're here in the material world, we're elevated to be promoted to the spiritual world. Or it doesn't matter because we're in the spiritual world. Dindadu Goswami quoted this exchange with Shradanjali Dasi, in which she asked, you know, whether I would be prepared to come back for her if she wasn't completely successful in this present life. And I said, yes, I was. But there was a condition. not for her. Not for her. But His Holiness Sri Tathagata Swami and I were having a talk, like, you know, are we afraid of death? You know, like I do service in the field of hospice and I'm writing a book on death and dying, but what about me? So Vitajvika Swami said that if I can have the association of God brothers, like I have in this life, in the next life, and if I can chant the holy name in the next life, like I can in this life, then I don't mind taking birth again, which means he's not afraid of death. So, but I'm not really placing any conditions, but I really do pray that if I do come back, that I will have the association of God brothers like His Holiness Nityananda Swami, so many others, and the opportunity to chant the holy name and preach and serve to the Prabhupada and help other devotees. Most
of our past members.
Oh my gosh. Introducing Swami reminded me of a pact. Yes, a pact. This pact was reached in Mauritius. We were younger then. And we had been invited to a Guhastha's home, in which the wife was an excellent cook. And somehow we had the idea that we should have a contest, a three-way contest. The first contest was between us and the cook, whether she can cook more or we could eat more. And then the second contest was between Maharaj and me, which of the two of us could eat more. You see the connection. Raghunath Das, he was seeing how he could eat less. His whole life was eating less and less. But we all have a different face. So our contest was who could eat more, and she was a good cook, and she kept coming out with more and more prasad. We kept eating it, and in the end, I would say we became transcendentally intoxicated, and in that state of divine sweet intoxication, we made a solemn pact. And that is that neither of us would go back to Godhead without the other. So, I'm very confident now. Actually, I don't have a thing to worry about at all.
Hari Bol!
Now we can just chant and dance our way back to Godhead. It's already decided. Hare Krishna.